mobile.
CA monitoring.
Patrick, I'm not having very good luck with this repeater right now either.
Well, Patrick, when he gets over here, can you guys hit the, I think it's 14679, it's the Sassafras Mountain repeater?
I don't know if I have that one programmed in here either, but I can check if you just give me a second. W2JKT, standby.
All right, well, the tone should be 127.3. It used to be 123, but now it's 127.3.
I can change that easily enough, but now this one's coming in great here. I keep forgetting there's like a little hole between exits 46 and 44 where I have trouble hearing, but it's coming in fine now.
KA3JC, the group is, did Patrick make it over here?
HK, I'm listening. It's still scratchy for me. I'm almost at the state line.
So it's just the receive part, I guess, for him.
That way right through here, I can get to the repeater fine, but receiving it's an issue.
In a good spot, W2JKT. That has been absolutely no traffic this morning. Not a single slowdown, not a single hiccup, and very, very light traffic coming down 85 this morning.
The Airport Pelham Road area?
Yeah, not a single hiccup.
I mean, we're what, like 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away for Thanksgiving, so just make sure you're not driving on that Wednesday before Thanksgiving, because that Tuesday, Wednesday can get touchy.
Actually, I'm going up to D.C. to visit my folks the weekend before, and we're going to do our Thanksgiving on Sunday before the actual Thanksgiving. Then I'm going to come back down here on Tuesday, and then, you know, Courtney and I are going over to some friends of hers for Thanksgiving on Thursday. So I'll be doing my traveling the weekend before, thank goodness.
I remember when I was in the military, and I was so used to just, you know, walking to the kitchen table at Mom and Dad's house for Thanksgiving. Well, Dad lived like 4 hours up the road, and I forgot I left on a Wednesday after work, and that was the worst nightmare. It took me 8 hours to go up 95 through the Jersey Turnpike, up through New York to Connecticut. I mean, it was just stop and go, bumper to bumper. KA3JCA.
Couple times when I was younger, but I don't make that mistake anymore. I never drive on the Wednesday before or the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I always drive, you know, if I do visit my folks for the Thanksgiving proper, I always go up a few days before and I come back on Saturday. And yeah, I give up watching all the Saturday football games, but I'm not going to sit in Sunday traffic going back after Thanksgiving. Patrick, you make it? W2JKT.
HKX, I'm crossing the state line right now.
In, okay, so as long as you can hear us, you're good.
It gets a little scratchy there, but, I mean, everybody says I make it into the repeater fine.
Did you ever get any word back reference that item you shipped off to Georgia?
No, sir, nothing. Not a phone call, anything.
Track it, correct?
Yes, and I have a signature.
They tell you what the turnaround time is to have something repaired, KA3JCA.
Impressed with MFJ on any of this.
It just makes you wonder nowadays on the service that these companies provide, just like what Jerry was telling me about ICOM. The guy's telling everything, but then when he asked specific question, the guy was backpedaling.
Down there. Hey, did you talk to Jay since Saturday?
He won that item.
I was wondering.
He's tickled pink right now. Stone Mountain, K3JCA.
Not. I thought about it, but you know, I need to be selling ham gear, not buying any. And I guess I could have tailgated or something, but you know, it was a long drive for me. So there are a few local ham fests that are a bit closer coming up here soon, so I'll probably do that. I've got some HF radios need to unload.
Listen, I have a friend here that's actually looking for an HF radio. What I'll do is I'll find out what he's looking for, and I'll get up with you and either get your number or give you his number.
Yeah, just look me up on QRZ. My email address is good there, so just drop me a line because I've got at least three or four radios. I need to fix one of them. I've got a TS-850 that's got the display problem from the leaking capacitor, so I need to pull that cap off, repair the trace, and put a new capacitor on there to get the display driver going again. But other than that, I got like an 870, I've got a 690, all kinds of stuff that I need to unload. I'm, you know, with, I had four radios set up at my old house, so I could do, you know, four, you know, single operator, four stations, but there's no way I'm going to do that at the new place, so I'm just going to pare down to a single radio, maybe two radios, and get rid of the others. I'm going to keep my 590s, so we'll just go and go with that.
Like me now, when I lived in Delaware, I'm sorry, not Delaware, Florida, I set up one of the spare bedrooms with a like a kitchen table, and I had a Kenwood TS-430, and then I had two Yaesu FT-847s, all kind of in a row, and basically I ran 6 meters on one, 2 meter and UHF 70 centimeters on one, and then I had the HF. And yet the 847 was an all-mode radio, too. I could do HF 6 meters or UHF EHF, but I basically had three radios with just one operator.
Definitely fun. You know, I had my four HF radios, and I had a VNU. I had two VNU radios. One of them was a DigiPeter, and the other one I had to another vertical. So yeah, I had quite the battle station there. But you know, life changes, and you know, going from being, you know, single to, you know, essentially married with a couple of kids and a smaller lot and stuff, and you know, the life interests are changing. So you know, ham radio is not as prominent as it was, but you know, still fun. You know, still spend some time with it, and you know, her older son is interested in getting his license, so that's kind of neat. But yeah, no more battle station for me.
Be nice to get your son there and her son involved in amateur radio. I was glad that Ashley got hers, and I have a daughter that used to live in Delaware, but now has since moved to Connecticut, and she's a licensed operator also, so her call is W3AKB, which is her initials. She requested a vanity call, and it was available. So, over to you, Patrick, KA3JCA.
My son was interested in it, but at 23, he showed no interest at all in it. So maybe one day when he gets a little older.
Be thankful that Tommy is a kind of a nerdy, interested in technical things, and you know, kind of interested in how it all works. So I'll take that as a win, and try to nurture that as best I can. You know, he's really good at math. He's really good at science stuff, and you know, points toward a good interest in it.
It's wonderful, Eric. Yeah, you can't ask for anything better than that. Sometimes, especially if it's a new family put together, sometimes there's some hard feelings there. But as long as you have that friendship and that camaraderie and so forth with him, it'll work out fantastic. That's what it did with Ashley and I. Ashley's my stepdaughter, but she has an interest in a lot of things that I like to do. The only two things that we haven't done that she wants to do is go hunting and go fishing.
It's definitely taken some time to get used to me. There's definitely, you know, when you blend the family, you know, it takes a bit. And there's, you know, we're still very much in the, you know, get to know each other and have them sort of get used to me. And I'm not going to push anything, you know. But if he shows the interest, I'll try to guide him along. I bought him the license manual, and you know, he's kind of going through it on his own time. I'm not pushing to like sit down and do study sessions with him or anything. I'm encouraged by it, and I'm hopeful that he'll carry it through. So yeah, we'll see. W2JKT, how you doing, Patrick? You still in there?
Oh yeah, I'm still here. I was just listening, and yeah, that's good that you're doing that. I come from a blended family, and things weren't always great. Let's put it that way.
You can also do too is, I know that, like, for example, you could, you know, not just tell him right out, but like when the time came, you can say, hey, you know, one of your fellow hams, his daughter, who's 27, well, she got her license back in 2015. So that's, what, 7 years ago? So right around when she was 20. And then there's other hams on here, too, that their children are getting involved. And there was a gentleman on yesterday or the day before, had his grandson, I think he was 2 or 3 years old, and got on the radio and said hi. So he's like a prospective ham in the making at that young age. KA3JCA. Back to you, Patrick.
KO4HKX. Yeah, there's all ages in this hobby, that's for sure. I'm pretty sure it was Mount Mitchell that I heard the 8 or 9 year old young lady on. Up there one day, and that was pretty, she had her own license, so that was pretty neat.
Put off the freeway, and I'm headed down the hill to the office, so I'll let you guys run and enjoy the rest of your morning here. I'll probably be leaving the office around 3 as usual, headed back up, and now that I can get the repeater good, I'll be back on. So you guys have an excellent day. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you again soon. This is W2JKT, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HKX.
Young Ham, too. I've talked to him once or twice, and I can't remember. I think it's KO4ULP. Is it Alexander or something like that, young boy?
Yes, Alexander, KO4QLP. I can't remember his call now. It's something like that. But I haven't heard him on the radio in a while.
The radio over the weekend. At least I think that's what I heard. It might have even been Friday, but I heard him talking to somebody. He was having a little bit of problems with his microphone on one radio and not on another, so they were trying to figure it out.
Local QRM causes a problem there.
Understand that, so. I can't wait till you get on here and start calling it.
We'll see.
Software up and running, correct?
Yes, I have my software 3.0 up and running.
Yeah, net program, you got it up and running? Patrick and I'm sorry, not Patrick. Dave and I went through a bunch of stuff where I was having trouble getting it to load, and then we finally got it working, and then I've been getting the updates from him and applying them, and they've been working until yesterday or the day before I downloaded the latest version from him, because I found a problem, or not a problem, I found something pointing it out to him, and he fixed it, then it wouldn't work, but we think that the whole idea is that I was trying to extract from my download directory. I needed to move it to a folder somewhere else and then to extract it to the root directory, to the C drive. And then as soon as I did that, it was working. It had something to do with permissions on the download directory.
The spamware or whatever, the antivirus stuff doesn't like the program.
Yeah, tell me about that. I learned that the hard way.
Your friend down in toward Columbia that you're helping today, who else are you helping today? I know you're not more than that going on.
I actually have only limited it to him right now. He's down in Charleston in Goose Creek. And the only reason I just limited it to one this week is the gentleman's 83 years old, and I'm trying to make it simple. And he asked me to put certain things in his radio. So I actually put in the entire state, VHF, UHF, but in his zone, I only added the Berkeley, Dorchester, Colatown, and Charleston County. I added those four counties because where he lives in Goose Creek, he can hit all those repeaters according to the repeater book.
Just got to get it shipped down to him now, right?
Just email the code plug to him, and then once he gets his email and lets it download, then I just have to walk him through the process step by step. It was funny yesterday, I'm yelling, and Ashley thought something was wrong, and she come in here, and she's like, "You okay?" I'm like, "What's wrong?" And I had to yell because the gentleman's 83, and he is hard of hearing. That's funny. I'll be right back here. I got to put a patch on Ashley's back for the pain, so I'll be right back. KAHJCA. Here, KO4HK.